A federal agency is proposing to designate hundreds of miles of rivers and other water bodies across the Northeast as critical habitats for an endangered species. The proposal includes a large portion of the Hudson River to protect a species beloved to local environmental organizations, the Atlantic sturgeon. NOAA Fisheries' proposal to designate critical habitat across several rivers and water bodies includes the Hudson River from the mouth into New York City Harbor to the Troy Lock and Dam. When a species is listed as endangered or threatened under the Endangered Species Act, the agency is required to determine critical habitat for the species to aid in its recovery. NOAA Fisheries listed the Atlantic sturgeon under the Endangered Species Act in 2012. Jennifer Goebel is spokeswoman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says a critical habitat must have certain physical and biological features to allow for sturgeon to spawn and juvenile sturgeon to develop, known as recruitment.
The features that we're looking at here in this case when we're looking at spawning and recruitment are the hard bottom substrate. When sturgeon lay eggs, their eggs are sticky and they have to find something hard to stick onto at the bottom of the river. So that's one of the things. Another thing is the salinity zones, because eggs can only withstand a certain parts per thousand level of salinity. So we need to make sure that they have, in these spawning sites, the right levels of salinity.
Two other features considered are water depth and barriers to passage.
These fish have to have the ability to go from the river mouth to the spawning site. So they have to have a certain depth and they have to have, you know, passage, free passage to these areas.
All of these features make up the critical habitat. The proposal notes that Atlantic sturgeon spawning may occur at several sites in the Hudson River, with Hyde Park considered a likely area. Paul Gallet is president of Riverkeeper.
Designating the critical habitat for the sturgeon's recovery is essential if you're ever going to get that fish back into healthy populations and off the endangered species list. Big step forward, frees up federal funding for habitat restoration and other means of getting the iconic Hudson River Atlantic sturgeon back into health.
NOAA Fisheries also proposed critical habitat designations in the Connecticut River, from the Holyoke Dam downstream to where the main stem river discharges at its mouth into the Long Island Sound, and the Housatonic River from the Derby Dam downstream, also to where the main stem discharges at its mouth into the Long Island Sound. Overfishing was one of the primary factors that led to the widespread decline in the abundance of Atlantic sturgeon, which were valued particularly for their roe or eggs in high demand as caviar.
They used to be so plentiful that they were called Albany beef, and they provided meals to many, many people. Now, for many years, they've been so endangered that you absolutely can't take sturgeon at all. As a matter of fact, Clearwater has to be very careful if we cast a net, not to be sure that there is no baby sturgeon in the nets that we cast to do educational programs.
That's Manna Jo Green, Environmental Action Director for Clearwater, who welcomed the proposed critical habitat designation.
It's been a long-standing goal of ours to see that this species is restored to its full vibrancy and to protect all of the Hudson River ecosystem.
Goebel says recreational activities such as boating and fishing likely would not affect salinity, water depth, or the river's bottom. However, agencies looking to undertake a federally permitted activity in the river, such as dredging, would face an added layer of approval.
So any activity that could impact the habitat, you know, the hard bottom or the salinity zones or the water depth or the water quality, that kind of thing, now has to have an additional level of scrutiny as it goes through the permitting process.
The public comment period is open until September 1st. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.